Polly. Thank you so much for inviting me into your home.
Hey, Chelsea, what's poppin'? Today is Bedtime Stories with Polly on tour. I'm finally back, and we have a special guest today. And also, I wanted to keep it in English again, because we have also a lot of friends in Berlin who speak English, and I think everyone can understand.
Thank you. Even when
you're here in Germany and you can't speak that much, man, we don't mind. But okay, so I already made some questions about it, and I just want to ask you at first, you call yourself Princess Galactica.
Oh, yes.
What does it mean for you?
I believe that I'm the princess of all the galaxies, and maybe some people think that's a little bit narcissistic. Well, I say that I am the queen of my universe.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get to this feeling that you are where you were born with this kind of thinking?
Where I was born, I think, of course, that's part of my identity, is being born in Newport Beach, California. And yeah, I like to think that I was a mermaid by the sea and I arose from the ocean. This is my story, and maybe it sounds perhaps a little ridiculous, but I live in the fantasy world sometimes, and this gives me a lot of joy and light. And when I reflect on myself and who I am, why not be a cosmic princess, a princess of the galaxies? Because I want to rule this world, change the status quo, change the patriarchy, the maniacal, diabolical situations that are going on. I want to be a princess galaxy of love, light, protection, and harmony.
Do you can go back when you have this once that you are like that you're going to follow yourself and go to this kind of point where you being in another world?
I find myself traveling through the cosmos at any given point. I can close my eyes and be there right now.
That's amazing. How do you get to this point?
We all dream, don't we? I think we all dream. Mm-hmm. When I dream, I see fantastic worlds. I like to be there, not just when I'm sleeping, but also when I'm awake.
Then I would love to know, what is your purpose in life? What would you say about it? What brings you to the purpose?
That's such a good question, Polly. Thank you for asking me that. And I would love to know your perspective on this as well. I think we all create our own meaning. We all create our purpose. So every human, every story is going to have a different one. And my purpose is to live in alignment with my truth, which is my thoughts, my behaviors, my actions, my words. I want it all to be in alignment with the highest source of truth, belief, and connection.
Man, that's so cool, because when I just, you know, like, were heard or like hearing about the first time, I didn't feel the words. Like, I knew people told me about the feeling you can get, but I didn't feel it. How do you get to this point where you really felt it the first time?
I mean, it's kind of funny to say, but trauma is a big reason for all of that. The first time that I felt a really spiritual connection is when I became vegetarian when I was 12. My whole family is from Iowa, so they're eating beef, chicken, pigs, everything, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And I saw a slaughterhouse video. Excuse me.
No. This can be also like the way how you gonna, yeah.
And react. I was a 12-year-old child, and I saw the slaughterhouse videos, and it gave me trauma, and it made me very sad. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, how could I dare to put myself above another animal to the point where I could eat it and not care about it? And this was my first spiritual experience, was true compassion and empathy for another being. My first awareness of that. I can go back even further, but that's the first one that came to my mind.
Oh, wow. Man, and I think, wow, the way you did it, it's amazing. And I think this is how it also can start, of course, man, because we just don't know. We're just humans who are just living how they wanna. And then we don't think about things like that before we see it. I think always, why do we have to see it until we believe something? I don't get it. And man, you know, like we were talking about before, and that's why I record right now, because also I want to talk with you a little bit before we get into this topic more, which is a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. I would like to know what you think about, you know, like this fucking violence in the world is, and also like, do you think there's like an equal things, like a balance? Because my boyfriend says there's a balance in life of good and bad things. Do you think so? Like, because, okay, I want to know at first what you're saying.
Yes, it, first of all, you asked me how it makes me feel, and it literally breaks my heart to watch the news and see the violence. And I have compassion and empathy and concern for the hatred that people are capable of and the selfishness and the greed. But on the other hand, the highs are high. I take ecstasy sometimes, and it feels very pleasurable, and I go very high. But on the same point, I can feel ecstasy without taking a pill. I can be flying high, in love, full of joy, partying, dancing without any substances. And this is ecstasy for me. But you know, also on the other hand, with drugs, there's like a crash. The higher you go, the harder you fall. And this is the same in life. What goes up must come down. This is like the basic Newtonian law of physics, hey? It's the same in the spiritual world. They're both conduitive. They're both conduits of energy. They're both exchanging off of each other. And in terms of the balance, yeah, we have very extremes. We have black and white, but then we also have the grayscale, everything in between. We have the depth of the ocean and the expansiveness of the universe. And this is how I think the universe balances it out. We have humans who choose bad or worse behaviors than others, mm-hmm. and other humans who do good behaviors and actions, and we can't be one or the other all the time. There is a balance and equilibrium. Do the good people in the world outweigh the bad? Oh man, I hope so. I see the love and the light, the people around me, the right people who support me. And those are the kind of people I want. But you have to go dark first. You have to see the darkness because it's a part of all of us. We all have ways of dealing with things that someone from the outside would disagree with or not like, but we don't have to put up with that.
What will you do? Like, what do you mean with we don't have to put it up?
We can set our own boundaries. We can say what we like, what we don't like. We can communicate that. Mm-hmm.
I have so many questions where questions included. Man, I know it's been ages since I'm doing an interview.
Oh.
I got a little bit dusty. But yeah, my last question was like, what can I do? Okay, no, let's talk about this. Like, what can I do as a person to get more this balance? Because man, I am so sad. Like, I feel sometimes there's more bad things than good things. But also, the thing is, so many things are not told in the internet, and then of course you just see the bad things and you don't believe. And I think we should have a media where they're really writing about something good, not only about bad things and oh my god this happened, also when something good happened, like okay, you know, a bushfire or like stop to fire up. That would be cool, you know?
These outlets do exist. There is so many positive news sources. I'll have to research and get back to you on that. Mm-hmm. But of course they exist. And I don't know about you, but when I go on the internet, I don't want to see nasty stuff. I don't want to see shit. Like, let's be honest. I don't want my algorithms filled with shit. I want to clean that up. And the internet gives you more of what you pay attention to. Mm-hmm. It literally tracks the seconds that you look at something, every image, every text. It can track your eyes. It's watching you. That little camera there, people, we're broadcasting like all the time.
Are we not getting paid for that, man?
Yeah. So I think we choose our reality, just to make that point very clear. Again, we choose our reality. We choose what we pay attention to, what we see, what we look at. And it's not easy. It's a long journey and it's hard work.
I can't change it. I mean, like, I think you also have a lot of empathy, right? And I also do. And this is sometimes it can be such a bad thing to do it, because in this kind of case, like, I just feel I feel helpless sometimes. I feel like we are so many humans with different, you know, like, with different meanings of life, and we're so different to each other. So I don't know. That's pissing me off. Like, maybe my algorithm is like this, because of course I'm looking for news and news are coming up, and then there's so many shitty news in it, and you're gonna click on it, and it's just like something in your mind already. It's nothing that was already before there. I think it's just like coming out of the interest of things to know. But in this kind of case, I just always choose for the positive things in life, always, even when there are so many shitty ones. I wanna do something against it and stuff like that. So yeah, it's pretty hard. I don't feel sometimes that is balanced. I don't know, there are so many things, they shouldn't be like this. I mean, like, even this, when you know you're on your phone, you know, like, or you're having your phone with you, you're talking with people, and then the next time you're getting advertisement of that, and that's pretty crazy. And like, it shouldn't be like that. I feel like this is really a kind of thing where I feel there are so many things that shouldn't be like this, but they are like this. But that's not the point, man. We shouldn't focus on that. We should always focus and keep, you know, like, be nice to people, try to change something, give people props who are going more for diversity, because we're living in Berlin, and I don't know, like, you know, there was a thing happened this week, and there was like a gay person who really just like went to the Rewe. And I've seen this on Instagram of so many videos that people shared, because right now we're living in a world where everything is filmed, what you do. And there was a guy who insulted him as gay human being. And then he was like, he was pulling a gun out and was holding this to the person's head. Yeah, you faggot and whatever. And yeah, this gay person, I'm sorry that I'm saying this, but I mean, like, this person who got, you know, triggered, he was filming it, luckily. So he had this video, and man, I would never understand this, why it is like something that's so normal and we were born as we are and people don't accept it. I never understand, but it's not about your life, who you love. So we shouldn't be like this, right? It just shows that we can go in so many different ways, and we should go more in the right way.
Should, shouldn't.
Yeah.
Who are we to say? That guy, that violent, aggressive, hateful man, thought that this other human being shouldn't be the way that they are. Mm-hmm. So this is the faulty way of thinking, is they should be like this, they shouldn't do like this, or I should or shouldn't do this, this, and this. When we get caught up in this judgment, that's where we create separation. All of a sudden, Chelsea and Polly have two different viewpoints. I think Polly should be like this. Polly thinks I should be like this. And then all of a sudden, neither of us like each other. And what's up with that?
God, I want that people feel secure in here. Because Berlin, people come to Berlin to feel secure, and then they should be afraid of being here.
I thought Berlin was the city of freedom, liberation, righteousness, and like gayness. People in the LGBTQ spectrum who identify as trans and gay and lesbian and bisexual and pants and all of them, the whole rainbow. This is supposed to be the safe city for that. So for someone to perpetuate violence against a human where, like, that blows my mind. How did they even get a gun? That blows my mind. It's not even legal here. Someone had so much spite and anger that they went out of their way. Mm. And that's how it is in the States, too. And that's, oof. I can't even start with you on gun violence in America, unless you want to. But it's really dark. It's really dark history. And it's painful. And why can't we all just love and accept each other for exactly who we are? Because if you're not bothering me, the way you live your life is not a problem for me. If it bothers me and I have a problem with it, I will communicate that with you directly. I will communicate that with you. If you cross my boundary, I don't know what this person did to make, like, he didn't even make him mad. This guy just had a problem. He just had a problem that day and he wanted to be violent. What's up with that?
Can I ask you something about that? Have you ever met a person that you changed his mind, like a bad person, where you had experience that she changed her mind?
It's not my, I think this anecdote is more powerful than my personal experience. There was a Muslim woman who reached out to neo-Nazis, hate groups, like modern day KKK. And she called them, and she called 20 or more of them. And she said, and she's also on the spectrum, LGBTQ. And she called them on the phone and was like, hey, let's have a chat. And what's your problem with me, basically? But she is a very, she's well spoken, and she was able to befriend Nazis. And they could understand her and where she's coming from. And they changed their perspective. I have more example. I have infinite examples of this. I think by exemplifying and showing people how we can be peaceful. I mean, Mahatma Gandhi said it, be the change you wish to see in the world. This is very basic, and maybe people find it cliche, but you know, if someone is screaming at your face, what's the better route? To fight back and go crazy kung fu, or to sit on the floor, breathe deeply, and offer them a hand of peace? Or if they're violent, go away immediately, because please take care of your safety. And I'd like to think that I have been a positive influence in the people in my life. I like to think that I exemplify love, light, awareness, joy, and I show that by being authentically me. By showing up authentically in all given moments, I make people confront things about themselves. I trigger people, and this is okay. If I trigger you, you don't like it, go away. It's not my business. If I trigger you and you want to have a conversation about it and come to a peaceful resolution, then hey, we've changed a lot, haven't we? I change every day. I change my
behavior. I change the way I do things. I'm always looking for opportunities to learn and grow. And that's all I can worry about for now is myself. I don't want to worry about how other people change. It's not my job to be your teacher, to be your professor, to be your mommy, to be your daddy. I don't know. I'm not gonna waste my time. Like, if I love you, I will go the extra mile to put in effort to show you how much I love and care about you. Mm-hmm. And I think by living in pure intentions, pure honesty, pure truth, pure love, this is how we change the world.
But, okay, that's... Okay, I need to start with the story about this woman, because how could she have this patience to be with somebody who was obviously against her? I mean, like, of course you're not a teacher, but you... Man, there are some things you can change the behavior of people when you just tell them that it's not good. When they just hang around with people who are saying it's good to be like that, of course. But when you find an opposite of it, then you feel like, man, that was bullshit that I thought like this. And it just started out of something else. It was not, nobody's born with that. People got into it because they're feeling maybe appreciated. And when you really have patience, you can tell the person how is it really, or like you give the person a chance. But I can't imagine, like, things like that. There are things like, you know, going in the right way of thinking. I like the right, you know, like the political right thing. Is the worst. I feel like, man, I would never exclude people, but when I feel that somebody's like this, because nobody of us has patience for that. And that's the problem why we don't discuss anymore, and the people stay as they are. And this why they growing as more, because people are giving them more, like, you know, the back of the people. And that's so cool.
I think challenging our ideas is an awesome, awesome idea.
Man, we should have more events like this where we just...
Challenge your beliefs.
Yeah, challenge your beliefs. Man, because we just need to show them. We don't have to be like, come on, guys, please be like that. Nobody is changing in this kind of way. But to show these people how it can be like differently can give you more love and can also change our minds. And I don't think that people just stay as they are when they really want it. And that's what I think. But another question what I want to ask you before we talk about the... Oh, my God, I want to talk about that with you in America, because we already started a little bit. But, no worries. Mm-hmm. Do you know? Oh, yeah, guys, if you're hungry on Sunday, every Sunday there's in Preußen Park, it's here next to it, there's like a street food. Like a really long way of street foods from Thai food. Yeah. Yeah, I was there today.
My favorite cuisine, take me.
Really?
Let's go.
That's your favorite cuisine?
Thai, Indian, and Vietnamese.
Oh my God.
I think Middle Eastern is on the top five.
Oh, I also believe Asian cuisine is one of the best cuisine in the world. Like, I know Asia is big, but man, imagine, like, all this food that's coming from there is amazing. Mm. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you need to go. You need to go. Next Sunday, you come with me.
But Asia.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. You told me. Yeah. I want to ask you. You told me about you were living with monks. Mm-hmm. What about that question? Or, like, what about this kind of story?
I just showed up to the temple, and people are doing it all the time there.
Really? Yeah. They're just inviting, and they're like, oh, yeah, come get in.
Mm-hmm.
On the cost, they're like, of their necks?
It's free. It's like donation.
They wish
everyone in the world would come meditate.
Oh.
Because they know the benefits of that.
Oh,
and God. I was living in Asia for 3 years.
Where about?
First I started in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And then I went to Myanmar, Vietnam. Laos, but anyway, I was in the area. And I was living with monks.
an existential crisis brought me there. Mm-hmm. I was so down and sad and everything. And I said, I need to find my inner light. I need to become peace and balanced in myself so I don't become an enemy or a threat to me. And so I just went there and sat with myself for weeks, months sometimes. And it blew my mind away. It blew my mind what I experienced. You wake up at 4, you meditate. Well, yeah, you meditate for a couple hours, then you have tea. Then you eat breakfast, and then you meditate 3 more hours, and then you eat lunch. Then you're finished eating for the day. You're done. You fast for like 17 hours. And then you meditate from lunchtime until you sleep. So you're literally meditating like 3/4, 4/5 of the day. And you cannot write in your journal. You cannot look on your phone. You can't speak unless it's with your teacher, which you have a short meeting with them in the daytime. You're silent. Your life is a meditation, right? And it's called Vipassana. Vipassana is into the truth you see, into the real reality. You focus on your breath. You focus on what you see. Well, you don't focus on it, but you notice it. Mm-hmm. You notice what you see while your eyes are closed, but maybe you could have some visions.
Mm. That's why you're doing it always.
No.
Did you also learn all of it?
No, I don't do it for the visions. Like in the beginning, I was like, wow, cool visions. I want to be there all the time. And then the teachers are just like humbling you and they're like, oh yeah, that's normal. Just keep meditating. Yeah, you're just aware of what's coming up, like your thoughts. I learned that I have a radio station in my head basically at all times. I'm thinking back on songs all the time, constantly playing. Every situation brings up a different song for me. Yeah, and it's like life in Technicolor. The more you meditate, it's like the brain is a muscle that you can flex and use. Mm-hmm. And this is how we learn.
After this story, I want to know, have you been this kind of person before that you've been before you went to the monks and before you started to really think about yourself? How was your life in America so far? Like, oh, we don't have to go that far. Ooh. But like, I just want to know, like, how was your lifestyle there? Like, because it sounds so different to each other.
I always felt like an alien, black sheep, if you will. Mm-hmm. I thought I was something special because no one else around me understood me as well as I understood myself. And I was busy spending my time. I have issues in my family, don't we all? We all got issues.
Yeah.
So my life was about love most of the time. I wanted to receive love. I wanted to give love. In my neighborhood as a child, we just moved into the neighborhood, and my first day there, I went around the whole neighborhood and like knocked on people's doors, and I was like, "Do you have any do you have any children or friends I could play with today?" on my bike. And I was always so connected in my community, I remember. And taking it even back further, I have lifelong friends that are still in my life from the day I was born. And we were like the neighborhood kids on the land, running around freely with the animals, the dogs, the horses, on the fields, in the hills, with water gun fights and saving birds and catching imaginary Pokemon and playing dollhouse and hide and seek. And it was such a free life, and going to the swimming pool. Wow, I love reflecting back on my life in Iowa because it had so many ups and downs, and somehow I wanted to run away, but that's because I wasn't safe.
bless my mother, bless my sister, bless my grandparents and my stepdad. But at the same time, yeah, at the same time, I'm so grateful for it all. Because in general, I could go outside and bike as a 7-year-old at 2 a.m. and just bike in the empty streets and like I'm unbothered. That was a lot of fun. So I had such an adventurous spirit for as long as I can remember. I had such a loving spirit for as long as I can remember. I wanted to be everyone's friend for as long as I can remember. None of, like, when you're growing up, are you being authentic when you have all these faces? So then I took off the masks and I was just like, you know what face I like the best? I like this one. And I don't have to play.
Okay, so would you say you found yourself right now? Because I think it's just normal in developing yourself, I guess, to have many faces. Like, it's not literally that it stays like this.
Right.
And man, imagine we wouldn't have gone through all these phases.
Oh, yes.
And we'd be just popped out of this. That's not possible, isn't it? So would you say that you found yourself right now after all these different kind of impressions? Or what would you say about this way of thinking?
Baby, I'm finding myself every day, and I can say that much. I find and discover new things about myself all the time. It's a constant process of creation, discovery. Like, you're defining and creating yourself in every second by what you choose to consume. What you choose to believe, I think we can reinvent and recreate ourselves all the time. It's not like, you know, okay, I've discovered myself. Work's over. Ooh, pack up your bags. I figured it out.
Even when you would say you were so wise right now, you're so educated, there will be always things that you can learn out of it or like learn more, and we never done.
Same like an instrument, you know? Someone could study an instrument for their whole life and still learn more until the day they die.
And this is... That's an interesting thing because, yeah, I would just like... I just feel that you can reach a point where you're like really satisfied. Mm. But life is not constant. Like, it's not a constant line. Mm-hmm. That's what I think. Sometimes you feel so good, sometimes not, but it doesn't change or like it doesn't make your life bad in any way. I've seen, like, you found also here your girls, right? Here they were called like Yantra Flow. Mm-hmm. Where do you meet these girls? Tell me about it.
Oh, we met on the internet, two of them. And then how did we meet? I'm thinking back on the story. Yantra Flow is my dance performance collective. It's not mine, it's ours. We are a group of women and non-binary identifying humans on the queer spectrum. No cisgendered males are in Yantra Flow. And we met through synchronicity, I suppose, being at the right place at the right time. Our wish and our mission is to empower people to authentically express themselves through movement, through play, through theater, through music especially. Yeah, we do performances and we also do healing and medicine. I could tell you how I met each of the girls individually, but that's its own story.
I just wanted to know about what are you doing and what your purpose is to do, and that's amazing.